Yo, greetings from the island of Trinidad and Tobago. I'm Just Jace, your Trini technician and CEO and station manager of 4 Elements Radio. Big up to my boys at the Hip Hop Digest. Big respect, you know what I mean? We all have that love for real hip hop.
Real hip hop. To the average white person, a strong black man is scary. So what do? Let's feminize him, emasculate him, sissify him, and to make us feel more comfortable. And make them feel like if they do that, then we'll let them in our little secret clubs and all that type of shit.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's your boy, Ezo Grigio. What's up, brothers?
2018, happy recording day.
Yeah. Happy recording day, happy new year.
That was my happy new year horn.
Is that what that was? Because I was about to ask, what the fuck is that?
That was my...
That was like a goat or a sheep. What the fuck? Farm animals and sheep?
Oh, shit.
My God.
Yeah, I'd be like, what?
Nigga was off. What the fuck is going on over there?
Nigga was off that Mary had a little lamb. Oh, man.
I was trying to bring in the new year.
All right. That's what's good. All right, gentlemen, we get a shout out to everybody on the text chain that basically, I appreciate the text chain because they post all my topics.
All your topics?
All my topics. So, anyway, shout out to everyone involved. Let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is U.S. music consumption up 12.5% in 2017. R&B and hip hop, the year's most popular music.
Duh.
How's that happen?
How's that happen?
Everybody love niggas.
I'm going to tell you how it happens, and you guys are free. It's free.
It's free?
It's free.
They charging for everything else?
Look.
Well, I'm sorry. What do you mean it's free?
Largely all the music on the streaming platforms that are being gobbled up is the / R&B and hip hop, which there is no, I don't even know why they put R&B in front of, because there is no R&B, not traditional R&B. And singers are singing over trap beats as it is.
Come on,
but there is no R&B.
Bruno Mars is doing it, B.
I actually like Bruno Mars. I'm not mad at that cat.
A fan of Bruno Mars.
Yes, right. Sir. I like the new joint with Cardi B. The remix joint, son. I like that joint. I ain't even going front. I ain't fucking with Cardi on that.
So, hold on, yo. Kurt, you wilding right now. But so, there's a whole lot of streaming shit. Are you talking about are you including the free streaming in that? Or are you saying you're not counting the millions of people that pay for their streaming shit?
Pay, free, it don't even matter. The people who listen to that are what they want to call urban sort of gentrification at the end of that. Music fans, you know me? And that's all free. Okay? Now, other genres, where they be country. So, I'm in Bed Bath & Beyond, right? I'm picking up some odds and ends for the holiday and shit, you know? And guess whose CD I see at the front counter?
A CD, nigga? That's CD. A fucking dinosaur.
Nigga, this ain't no lie. At Bed Bath & Beyond, okay?
Who is it, B?
Okay, Taylor Swift, okay?
Taylor Swift,
okay? Wasn't no Drake at the counter. Wasn't no Cardi B. Wasn't no Migos. None of it. Taylor Swift. Okay,
was and it a I holiday guarantee, CD?
Nah, son. That new jump. And you can guarantee in certain parts of the country, okay, you're gonna see other country music and or rock acts at the counter at Bed Bath and Beyond. They're not exactly a music store, because you know why? Major labels don't have to worry about that when it comes to urban / gentrification rap.
Well, plus these niggas is really raunchy in their lyrics too.
You
won't put them Migos up there talking about motorsport.
You can't put Migos nowhere in that kind of situation.
B.
Come on, man. Well, I mean, who did you expect to see in there? If nobody, who did you expect to see?
I didn't expect to see nobody. This is Bed Bath & Beyond, son.
And that's also Taylor Swift, son. She on a whole nother level with that.
Okay,
shit.
But I'm just saying, so music consumption is up, but the people who do that are from the gentrified urban rap industry. So it's because it's free. And we're gonna talk about being free and how that affects things just a little later in the show. Because part two of this topic, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, rap overtakes rock as the most popular genre among music fans.
Rock.
No, rap is the most popular. Rock is finished. According to this headline.
No more Green Day.
Okay. I don't know
I'm
about that.
I'm surprised that it has taken this long for that headline.
Streaming now accounts for 54% of total audio consumption, composing the majority of audio consumption for the first time ever. Despite rap's dominance on the streaming platform, rock continues to be the biggest seller of actual physical albums, accounting for 35% of all albums sold. See, now here we go. What did I just tell you? You weren't paying attention. Gentrified Afro-Americans and their gentrified white counterparts are consuming all the free audio, which makes guys feel real good. Migos should feel real good. Cardi B, all these people should feel great.
Well, I tell you what, Atlantic is feeling very good.
Oh, well, see there, that's a whole nother thing coming up later. But the key thing is that now, can you sustain? Now, somebody's making some money somewhere. I don't know who. I know the deal is going down, but somebody's making some money somewhere. And at least you can get the headlines and feel good about the fact that we're the most popular, but you're the most free, okay, when rock is still outselling you actual units, i.e. Taylor Swift, Bed Bath & Beyond.
When did Taylor Swift become rock, though, B?
B, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. How I know 1,000% how I know that the fall is coming.
Hey, Curtis, what did King Killer say? It doesn't matter what King Killer said.
I wasn't paying attention.
Got him.
So, I'm just saying, I want you guys to do some critical thinking here. We're sitting up here, and there's a lot of people who like urban gentrified rap music for whatever reason. That's cool. But they're not paying for it. And you did, you know, and somebody's making some money, and certain artists are upset they're not making as much money. The labels are claiming they're not making money. And you have gaudy headlines out there. That's how I know that this house of cards at some point in time is going to fall.
Well, the money's going somewhere. We know that. Whether it's the streaming services getting all the money, Spotify or whoever, somebody's getting the paper. They're just not sharing it with the artists.
Oh, well.
Well, you know why? You're answering the question for yourself, actually, because if you're going to get something that's free and you could get it anytime you want, wherever you want, why are you going to buy it?
Exactly. Like turning on the radio in your car. You're not paying for that shit.
So Miss Smith, she was one of them first ones to be keeping her shit off that free shit, wasn't she?
Maybe. I think you might be right.
She was one of the forefront people that did that. So
yes.
If you can't get motherfuckers' music online and you like it, what you gonna do?
Gotta pay for it.
Okay. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest as we continue on part three. A lawsuit claims Spotify, which is the biggest offender, owes $1.6 billion in unpaid royalties.
But there it is.
Spotify streaming service, tens of thousands of tracks by artists, including but not limited to Tom Petty, Tom Morello, Prophets of Rage, Rick James, Missy Elliott, and a host of other rappers, saying that Spotify hasn't paid up the necessary royalties to the company that represents these people, and they're suing.
Can I bring up some Diebold shit?
Oh, what's up?
So, you know, we have said many times about how the numbers can be skewed, right?
Right.
Like, give you a bump that ain't really there, so to speak. But don't you think that Spotify or whoever can also put a governor on them numbers?
Well, certainly there's no independent verification of the Spotify numbers. Mark my words, it's going to become a battle royal between Billboard and the streaming services at who's actually going to be counting or who's going to be the official count keeper. Because my last check on the blogs, everybody is now citing Spotify being the number one, along with Apple Music and YouTube as others, as their playlist curation as the number one records or listen to artists of the day. Billboard's getting squeezed out. There's going to be a battle royal. So you can look for that in the next during the... God damn it. I dropped my paper.
Pick that shit up, nigga. Stop crying, B. Pick that shit up.
And four more.
So basically, what you're trying to tell me right now is that that the corporate was playing Cleo. Because remember when he was saying that those people was robbing the artists and he wasn't paying them?
Yes.
And to come on over here to Tidal so you can get your money?
Yep. Yep. And they didn't listen to the corporate.
They didn't.
They did not listen to the corporate.
And the ones that did rubbed you guys wrong.
Well, I just, you can't have millionaires, you know, claiming that they gonna get their money. That's just not a good look.
Well, you still get it. Guess what just happened, B? You just said all those billionaires, they owe the billionaires, but the millionaires, not billionaires, but all those millionaires, old millionaires, Tom Petty and them, they got paper, nigga. And they crying about their money.
Huh?
I'm not gonna begrudge that. Because I want every penny owed, my nigga. So
if you earned it, what can you say? You want it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And they earned it because they made the music, right?
Indeed. My overall arching situation is that this is, for the Hip Hop Digest listeners, when it gets right down to, yo, what you're witnessing is a musical fig leaf. Okay, they're trying to cover it right now. We're covering it with glitz and glamour. They're covering it with headlines. They're covering it with a lot of things.
What are they covering?
What they're covering is the fact that although maybe very popular and very lucrative for somebody in their pyramid scheme, which will be named later, I don't know who's getting paid, but somebody's getting paid, that there is a giant fig leaf. And part 4 is telling you why. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest, Jimmy Iovine, the devil, reportedly to leave Apple Music in August. And that answers the question there.
Let me get out of here for all this shit. Hit the fan.
There you go.
I don't want to get any of that shit on me.
There you go.
My shoes is going to stay clean.
Man, he is getting out of the barn before it burns down. That's a big indicator that there's something wrong with the music industry. Because trust me, if Apple Music streaming was collecting all that money, Jimmy ain't going nowhere when there's goddamn money to be seen.
He is the devil for a reason.
I'm telling you.
If there's a penny to be made, he's getting it.
And why would he leave? Oh, maybe it's because him and his boy just took $3 billion off the top. Okay? But he's out the door. I mean, he can't be ready for retirement now, right?
Nah, he gonna start some shit somewhere else.
Okay, so I'm just a bullet point by bullet point, 4 issues deep of why this house of cards is eventually gonna fall. And there's people, you know, in certain communities, trap, oh, y'all niggas hating, we making all this money, trap, 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 trap. You know what I mean? But y'all niggas is standing on something real shaky right now.
They getting money on them shows.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, no doubt. Congratulations. The tour money is ridiculous. And I'm assuming the stacks of money that they're holding up on pictures, that's their money, right?
I hope so.
But that's just a bullet point to say, look, don't fall, or don't fall. It's a fig leaf. Don't fall for the okey-doke here. You know what I mean? That something is going to break loose. Now, when it's going to break loose, I don't know. I believe it's going to break loose because I believe one, and probably Spotify, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to hit the button on your phone and that bitch is going to not do anything.
And you know what happens. You know the same thing that always happens in these cases.
What's that?
Once one falls, them niggas start snitching.
I'm trying to tell
them
you,
niggas
son,
over at Apple do the same thing.
One of these
Why
days,
you coming at us so hard? Apple do the exact same thing we doing.
I don't know who it's going to be. Hey, it might be your boy, the corporate, over a title first, and then they was like, oh, he, you know, he, it was a bad investment, trying to make excuses. But I'm telling you, one of these mofos is going to fall, okay? And that's going to put a huge dent in all that, you know, counting 10,000 clicks equal one album shit.
King Killer
Cleo. King Killer Cleo.
Starting the year off already. Already.
Nah, son, I'm just
You ended
saying.
Off last year damn good, B. You did. Your prediction came out right.
Right. And you know what? And because I ended right and forthright, I didn't even check that shit this year. So
and make, damn near the top 10 is about to be all white.
Hey, well. So next topic we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Certainly, we want to say get well soon to the Lady of Rage.
Yes.
Lady of Rage is in the hospital. Nobody knows why. It's not really important. We want her to get well because, boy, I tell you what, if she catch your favorite MC on their best day, she's liable to take them out. So always a strong performance. So I guess, you know what, my favorite, I guess one of my favorite performances, when she's on that Gangstar remix.
A Militia?
Oh man, was it Militia?
I don't remember. I think it was Militia. I'm not for sure though.
Oh my goodness, yo, she absolutely hammers the mic. So no doubt. So, and for all you real vinyl guys, I don't know how many of y'all got the necessary roughness on Death Row on vinyl. I'll post pictures later.
This nigga started off bragging Show already.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm saying I got the vinyl. I'm posting pictures.
Low key bragging.
You got cats out there. I don't know who it was posting Stevie Wonder joints. I think it was Creative or whatever. Shout to you. You know what I'm saying? Posting Stevie Wonder joints or whatever.
But you got the original.
No, it's not a problem. I'm sure he got the original, but does he have the complete original? Because the complete album came with the booklet and the bonus 45.
Damn, King Killer's giving no slack.
And guess what? He has it. So, and he's got pictures to prove it.
So anyway, let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Peter Rosenberg wants Super Lyrical Part 2, Black Thought, and Chris Rivers to represent on the album. Rosenberg announced via his Rosenberg radio show that he made a resolution for 2018. He's going to release an album. Like, we need other, like, we need more impresarios out there. We
got Peter Rosenberg is going to release an album.
He's going to release an album. Come on, B. If Khaled can do it,
Khaled has made this too easy for people.
Yeah, B. Come on. Come on. Rosenberg has already released 2 mixtapes. What's Poppin' Volume 1 in 2011 and the New York Renaissance in 2013. He's worked with an impressive list of underground and now major artists, ranging from Action Bronson to Homeboy Sandman to Kendrick Lamar and Rhapsody. Peter Rosenberg, your new impresario.
So is that, I'm just asking, devil's advocate, is that a problem?
We the best.
It's not a problem.
We're not talking about Khaled and his group. We talking about somebody who's bringing real boom bap shit.
Is he gonna really bring boom bap shit? B? I don't know. I have to it.
But you said the artist that you said. I mean, I didn't. It didn't raise an eyebrow. Like what? I'm just listening. Like okay.
See, the problem.
I would rather
that.
Hear it first.
Go ahead, G.
I don't think the problem is that. If the problem is that everybody thinks now they can just do this. They can just get together a group of people and put out a damn album and call it whatever they want to call it.
See, the problem is there's too many impresarios out there. It's too many.
And how does that pie get
bringing
split?
Dope music, who the fuck cares? We always talking about the, you know, what's there. And then the other people say, well, like Young said on the interview, he's like, well, then why do old people stop? So
I'm going to tell you why. Because for me, and I know you have a good word and Khaled, you know, probably behind the scenes is a real amicable guy. Get it. You know, I there's a lot of reasons why I don't particularly care for him. I think his over-exaggerated blackness is one of them. But that's a whole nother story. But all this jumping in front of the talent. So how much of Rosenberg are we going to have to deal with? Let's say the album blows for sake of better, you know, that new Rosenberg is what's good. And I don't give a fuck who it is. You know, that's like having to deal with K Slay and shit. He another one. You know what I mean? Where his persona is so big that you got to be, I'm constantly, you know, my neck is, damn, where's the artist? I can't see because you're in the way.
You're talking that Sean Combs shit for real, but
ding, ding, ding. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
But I get it and I understand that, but I'm still saying that if it takes that, Peter Rosenberg, to get together the kind of hip hop that I like, then I'm not gonna be mad if he's in skits and whatever. But if he's all over the song talking that type of shit, yeah, then it's gonna be irritating. But if it's gonna take for that dude or some other dude to get a super group of rappers together, whether they rapping together or individuals on the album, then I'm open to that.
But see, like I said earlier, it's not a problem. I don't mind them doing it. It's just that if everybody does it, it just becomes like, what the fuck?
And that's where you get albums. Because trust me, see, Rosenberg isn't going to be the only one doing it. I listened to Kerr G. Nigga, I spent all week listening to that True Grit shit. I mean, yeah. You know, but I'm just True Grit.
True Grit did it.
Okay, right. You know? And it is dope, or probably doper than anything Rosenberg, who has a high visibility, and he's gonna want some crossover. So I know what you're saying, Swerve. I'm not mad. I'm just saying, damn, yo, another goddamn impresario. You know, Rosenberg, how about just getting a label and putting an artist on it, and then let them go?
That would be
let
dope
that
too.
Shine. You know what I mean? But yeah, I guess he got to put his, you know, official stamp on it so people know it's official.
I just hope it is. And if it's not, then I'm going to say it's not, period.
I'm sure it's going to be a nice album.
Right. If he's putting together the list of MCs like that's going to be all right. Just like Static Selector, where he was thinking Static Selector might turn left on us.
Oh,
but he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. So this might turn out to be a good album.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Joey Badass admits to ghostwriting Post Malone's number one. Now,
number one,
Rockstar.
Oh, okay.
His number one record. I'm sorry.
Okay.
An unnamed blog,
Joey Badass,
check
wrote
it out.
That song.
Well, an unnamed blog source said that T-Pain had revealed the original version of the hit that contained himself, T-Pain, and Joey Badass instead of 21 Savage and Post Malone. Said that he co-wrote the hit, and that was his first official number one hit, along with obviously Post Malone's first number one hit. Now, I thought T-Pain had a number one hit with that fucking alcohol shit, but maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But in any case, what does that say? Forget about Post Malone. You know, fuck that clown. What does it say about Joey Badass?
Joey Badass getting that ghostwriting money?
It says ching ching.
Ching ching. Joey Badass is no longer going to be living in the slums of Brooklyn.
George
Those
Jefferson,
checks are
man.
Nice. Oh, Joey shit. Badass just might be walking a poodle next year.
That nigga say you moving on up.
Moving on up.
Way up.
Dumbass verse that only means shit. Probably did it in a half hour, my nigga. Ain't got
he
paid.
Was on the toilet when he wrote that.
Yo, son. Is this... I know... Look, okay. I know this is good for his personal pocket.
Oh, it's very good.
I know it's good for his personal pocket, but what does that say about his integrity? Because the darling of the
shit,
underground...
Shit.
Ching, ching, nigga. Shit. How many...
You
how
talking
much
all shit? That shit when he was making that boom bap rap? He ain't get no money, nigga.
That nigga ain't getting no checks off that boom bap. We love it.
He tried for you,
oh,
brother.
Shit.
And we like him and Static Selector hooking up.
Oh,
when that nigga went on the other
no
side.
In the tall building.
That nigga said, I got bills, B.
Shit.
I can write that
fuck
simple
that boom
shit.
Bat.
Damn, yo. Man, yo, motherfucker make you sound like Fat Joe. Man, fuck that underground shit. Yo, I'm trying to get paid.
Fat Joe, like, lean back. Lean exactly. back. Fuck that. Trying to get this money, nigga.
Easy God. Money too.
Oh my God, boy. And don't forget about T-Pain paid too.
T-Pain already had his money though.
Now, but I bet you guarantee you, I guarantee you, look, he co-wrote this record As long as it's been number one, I guarantee you, he probably made more on this record than he made damn near his entire career.
Oh, you talking about for Joey Badass? Hell yeah.
No, I'm talking about T-Pain too.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
B, I'm trying to tell you.
T-Pain was large for a minute.
I know he was large, yo.
I'm talking large.
I know he was large, but we're talking about writing credits versus an artist's money here.
But T-Pain was writing other shit, too. T-Pain was doing a lot of shit behind the scenes.
Yeah, okay, that's
wrong. T-Pain was getting dollars for a long time. This is new for Joey. Joey ain't used to this air right here. This is that new air.
So y'all saying, fuck that Joey Badass over breakbeats.
At this point, hell yeah. Okay. I'm not even mad at Joey.
Okay.
Go get that bread, Joey. Get that money. Fuck it.
That's what's up.
Just don't make an album. Right. Don't care.
Don't come back making no dumb shit though. Don't think you could just flip flop and this and that now.
See now.
Now you gonna come back, make sure you come back official.
Now you getting to the nitty gritty. See, after that motherfucking plush brownstone bought, fucking 2 and 3 Range Rovers sitting out front and shit.
Nigga, he gonna have a Rari after this.
Okay,
check.
Hey, okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And you know, after you get the Rari and shit, I suspect you probably see him in photos with some money.
Get that Mr. Robot money too? Shit. Hey, son, Joey Badass doing it.
I wouldn't be surprised if Joey Badass is like, don't bring underground shit up in here. Get Adele on my hook.
He might just go ahead and retire.
I don't know.
And stick to writing for that.
Hell stuff. Yeah, get on that mad skills level.
Yo, Dre, stick to producing. All right, that's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Skills, old fashioned ass whooping via Uncle Murder.
Uncle Murder asked for that ass whooping, though.
You know, and I know, you know, we talked to a lot of young guys. Well, we just finished talking to a young guy, and I'm sure these type of topics don't matter to young people, but boy, that is an old fashioned pops beating your ass. First of all, I want to know, what do you suspect? What the fuck was Uncle Murder thinking?
That he really fell off, that this nigga didn't have it no more.
Oh my
God. That's what he was thinking.
I think he was thinking controversy is gonna make me more important.
That too.
Nigga, that type of controversy is the type of controversy that in your career.
I mean. This nigga only make one record a year.
Okay, no, look.
He put out a couple mixtapes during the year, then this wrap-up joint is his big joint for the year.
No, I'm not talking about Skills. I'm talking about Uncle Murder.
That's what I'm talking about. Uncle Murder, that's it. He puts out a couple mixtapes during the regular year, and then at the end of the year, he does his wrap-up.
This is the type of ass-whooping that you get, that you used to get live at the party, and then you never fuck with the mic again. You know what I mean? You know, niggas, you just got fucked up. I mean, I don't even... Wow.
That was a better version of the bitch in you. When Common got at Ice Cube.
It was on that level,
but the thing is this. Like you said earlier, B, it's a different world now. That shit ain't even going to stick to him that long.
You think?
It's not, B.
It's going to stick to him because Uncle Murder is closer. And unless he goes 1,000% trap, he's closer to the origins of what the thing is going on and the competitive
for him
sport.
On that level, yes. But I mean, as far as him doing his thing and still making money this wrap up shit at the end of the year,
this nigga was up at
that.
The fucking radio station talking cash shit, right? Now, let's say he makes a wrap up next year, and let's say he got to do a radio station. The first thing they're gonna ask him, yo, son, and for here for the next year, minimum, yo, son, that Skills shit crazy. So what, he's gonna make another record? He's gonna try to come back?
B, that's just gonna be forgotten about. That's just gonna be forgotten about by that time, B. It's the end next. You talking about whole next year, B? The end of this year, B.
I'm trying to tell you, cats is not gonna forget about that. There's certain diss records that are so devastating, And to me, this ranks right up there.
Oh, yeah.
He went right at him. Well, he took a belt to that nigga.
He beat that ass something terrible. Yes, he did.
It was one of the worst I heard.
It was child abuse in the worst type of way. Nigga,
what? Racetrack. You know how motherfuckers used to get the racetrack on niggas?
And he was holding him by one arm, just going in a circle, spinning around, whipping that ass.
Oh.
I see that, but I'm saying it's not going to stop. It's a different day and time, my nigga. It used to be that way, that this shit would just stick and he was done. It was over for this nigga.
Hmm. All right. Well, yo, shout the skills, yo. I guess motherfuckers going to think twice before they fuck around with you.
Yeah, he will. Uncle Murder won't be sliding in DMs no more talking shit.
Damn, these days?
Oh, wow. It's incredible. No doubt. All right, next stop going to Hip Hop Digest is, and this is the last industry portfolio topic, but we got to say it because we already said it. Atlantic Records reportedly calls albums mixtapes to avoid fairly compensating producers. Now, there have been a bevy of producers have since this article came out talking about they produced this, that, and the third for this, that, and the third artist, and they haven't got paid because they label it a mixtape. I tell you one thing, Atlantic Records is getting money.
Oh, yeah.
And like Kirk G said earlier, the artists on that label, you know, I'm hoping their tour gate is spectacular. Because I would love, ain't Migos on Atlantic?
I don't know what Migos is on. I heard they was independent, but I don't know how independent they are.
I don't know about that, B.
I don't know how independent they really are.
I tell you what, that whole I'm independent, Chance the Rapper shit, these niggas is fucking with majors on the dolo. Now, that may be good marketing to say you independent, but don't get it. Don't let them fool you. You know, who sang that shit? Bob Marley?
Don't let them fool you, yeah.
Yeah, don't let them fool you. You know what I mean? These niggas in the bed with majors. I don't care if it's Warner. I don't care if it's Atlantic. They're all on the same team anyway. I guarantee you their particular record contract is fucked up. Now, you know about these young niggas because obviously they got the money and the promotional budget to push them, but the producer getting hammered.
This just in, Chance the Rapper says King Killer bringing up that old shit. Let that boy cook.
I'm just saying,
let
man.
Let Chance be great.
You know what I mean? But I mean, come on, stop lying. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You backslapping with the major labels, son. Stop lying. But all that being said,
if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread ass niggas in the lobby.
What I'm saying, look, let's get right down to the nitty gritty, yo. I mean, trap music is so, and it's mostly trap. Not limited to, but it's mostly trap. Trap music is so interchangeable. You know what I mean? Basically, a Fruity Loops kit and you're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not saying I don't respect their work. And like Irvin said, they do deserve to get paid. Okay? But the contracts these niggas is signing, and they don't want to fuck with old head niggas. They don't want to fuck with seasoned niggas who can at least tell them. Okay? Yo, this shit's hot. You know, your favorite rapper, Drake or otherwise, want to get on it. Well, I slap a cease and desist on the Maple Leaf in a hot minute if I don't get my goddamn money.
But a lot of these niggas, though, B, they just want to get on, B. And they'll give them a beat for free just so they can, as long as they get their credit, they just want to be on. And they don't care how they get on. And that's what it's all about.
It seems to me, and getting along with what I was talking about, the House of Cards, it seems to me that the budgets aren't there then. Then what do you mean Atlantic's not paying? Okay.
Check it out.
If Atlantic's not paying, then the Maple Leaf or 21 Savage or any of these other motherfuckers, they not hooking you up.
I tell you what, if I'm a producer in this day and time and these niggas talking about the guap they got, I'm just give me the bag, nigga. There's the beat, give me the bag, and we're done.
B.
You know what I'm saying? Give me the bag,
nah,
and I'm out.
Nah, nigga, I got the beat, but holler at my manager tomorrow.
Fuck that.
See?
That's not happening. I'm going to give you this beat, Give me my bag and I'm out of here. Y'all can do what y'all want with that motherfucker after
okay.
this.
Okay, I'm just saying, I have a heart for the producer, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, the producers is getting robbed, but a lot of these niggas just want a chance to get in the door, and a lot of them are scared to say anything until after the months and the months and the years go by, and they like, wait a minute, I still ain't got no money yet? Shit. Fuck it, I gotta say something.
I guess. All right. Good luck to you. Godspeed.
Not for no labels trying to pay you, nigga. These niggas is gangsters.
That's what's good. All right, son. Swerve, what you got left over?
Nothing except the same old appreciation for the people to listen to us, for the people to go to our Facebook, for the people to go to our YouTube. Just appreciation. Thank you.
No doubt. And as always, the text chain is hot.
Yeah.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. They love Kurt G on that joint, though.
They love me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gentle ass.
It ain't even that. It's just that, you know, your top 10 list was so widely praised, you know, while niggas like us took a beating on there for having a corporate.
Yeah, but niggas understand. I saw, I think it was Bulgari Black on there that had 444 as number two or number one.
No, that was DJ Q.
Oh, DJ Q. Well, there you go.
That was DJ Q. And actually, and because of that, I'm going to, before we get out of here, I'm going to get a bonus topic. This is for the benefit of DJ Q, myself and Swervin, who had 444 on there. This is a bonus topic. The reason why we had 444 on there, and I said it before and I'll say it again, leadership.
All right.
Straight leadership. And this is the leadership I'm talking about. Okay. I was just, you know, doing my, you know, looking for different topics or whatever. I seen it, but I didn't know if I was going to talk about it. But now I am. I seen that Lil Wayne got a mixtape getting ready to drop, right? Okay.
Which one? That Dedication 6?
Yes. Whatever it's called. I don't know.
I got that.
But he got a joint getting ready to drop, right? And the first joint that was put out there, minus the mixtape, was a cut with him and the Maple Leaf over a Jay-Z 444 beat. See, that's leadership. Okay? Because Jay was successful at it. Okay? Now, these other commercial niggas who got something to prove, okay? Because any other time, any other day of the year, it'd have been just your average trap beat. Gone and forgotten. But nah, the Maple Leaf and Wayne on a 444 beat. Instrumental. And actually trying to put some shit on it. Actually trying to, you know, sound credible on it. See, that's leadership. That's what we need.
That's asking a lot for me to hear Wayne's voice. It's credible, but I'll take your word for it.
No, I'll tell you what, you should listen to it. Only for fiduciary purposes, and the fact that they did it at any other time, like Kurt that we just got done talking about. They could have pimped out some young trap nigga with a sounded like trap beat, you know what I'm saying? Stuffed $50 in his pocket and gave him a blunt and 2 40 ounces, and he'd have been good. Okay.
But I tell you what, though, the rest of that fucking dedication, I got the shit. It's going to be him rhyming over trap beats.
Wow.
Okay. Right.
That's what he's going to be rhyming over. The rest of it, he's rhyming over trap beats. Okay. Popular sounding shit.
Right, no doubt. And you expect that. But why release that, if you want to call it a single? Why release that single with him and the Maple Leaf over the Jay-Z first?
To show you old niggas that you still got it.
Ah, because you know why? Because it was leadership. It was leadership. It's because, again, that rich ass corporate rapper, stuffed shirt, Grey Poupon ass nigga. Oh shit. He's not resting on his laurels. What do we do? Them motherfuckers had to think twice about some shit. Now you're right. The rest of that shit ain't nothing but trap dog food.
Yeah, a couple of them joints on there just straight got you. That nigga ain't saying shit.
Again, the Hip Hop Digest. We talk about what's wrong, but play what's right. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
One.
Fuck you, respect it. Keep y'all. mind is a weapon. I jump into the flow like a nosedive. God sent, couldn't smell it with a nose job. Used to get it in the building, nigga, no job. Paid in full when I pull up in that old side. Born in the wild cowboy era. I ain't talking about the Lone Star. State of mind was on par. Now you could tell I've been away. Check the postcards. Front page, bet the wave, killer Coast Guard. Roast y'all mentally, Mozart ability. This is pro art, might loan shark the energy. Had a slow start for those far ahead of me. I'm running up on you and your whole squad. Eventually the ghost, y'all. Now wipe the worry off your face. Hurry up the pace before we pull these burners off the waist. Word in every state. If you've been observing as of late and you heard the name Pearl Gates, murder was the case. Black.
Fuck y'all expecting. Keep y'all guessing. It's the sound of a weapon. My mind is a weapon. Fuck what y'all expecting. Keep y'all guessing. It's the sound of a weapon.
My mind is a weapon, I deal rapid a stepping. I verbal clap in a second, I bring that black to the session. I bring them back to their section. You ain't ready to spar with all. Your corridor need a coroner. Why they ain't want them for? I murk something. How to ratchet clap back, yeah, I twerk something. God flow, I earth something. All praise is due to me. Treat a 16 just like a eulogy. True school, no truancy. Valedictorian, historian. Warning shot, I just remind them what war we in. Modern warfare, recognizing the tour we in. Morgan Freeman couldn't bring you more glory than World War tour, the civil tour, the tour of the east. It don't matter the tour of duty, cause tour's a beast. I land mine where you step in and pull a pen for protection in case you ain't get the message that my mind is a weapon.
Fuck what y'all expecting. Keep y'all guessing. It's the sound of a weapon. My mind is a weapon. Fuck what y'all expecting. Keep y'all guessing. It's the sound of a weapon.
Cross the line when I draw. Meaner than the reverend in the eyes of the Lord on a stretch. Back against the wall, foot smashing on your neck. Got you spazzing when I step, I set it off. Pedal to the metal, jetting off. Cooking up that raw. Learn the routes, staying out of court. Still a killer ball, straight LeBron. How I fit in these shoes and check you off the hit list. Mine like a biscuit, cop back, let it off. Dead them all. Hot back, clean fiends, I wet them all. Blood on the mental, you need paper to get it off. Haters, that's essential, you need suckers to bet it all. Somebody gotta own them L's and they ain't never all. Somebody gotta I hold them shells and they forever scarred. Brainstorming, we raining over the boulevard. These bullets are bully, the bully's mine to pull your card. Going hard, manifest destiny like we showing off.
Fuck what y'all expecting. Keep y'all guessing. It's the sound of a weapon. My mind is a weapon. Fuck what y'all expecting. Keep y'all guessing. It's the sound of a weapon.
Let it simmer in. From my simplest of sympathies, you were simpletons. We assembled a group of gentlemen who resembled the cutthroat throwovercoats. We December winds. I came to make some amendments to your addendum. Do you remember when VHS we ran them in 97? I bopped them, my waist was wrapped in denim, and Bane was shooting the venom. I'm venting, I had to settle the sentiment or the feeling that 90s isn't the realest. Is it the reason they wanna hear us? What is it? Cool rise to smart niggas and four eyes through the smoke rise like payloads from four fives. It's forbidden, you biters, you have to buy this to be as fly as highness. I'm steady followed by Joe Biden's. Bide your time, bitch, cause I am timeless. Timeless.
My mind is a weapon.
Said I woke up cold. I feel it in the air, son. I woke my soul. Told friends I was living nice. Really, life started hating mine. Find time just to slow the roll. Lost spirits with no hope at all. I'm here holding on. They told me, crook, you gon' grow it off. So relax, Jack. Stay on my path from mad cash rap. Flaming the map. Cal Mac to them haters attract. My brain came from the makers of Mac. So I lost some, got some. Mind said I got them. Time ain't a fact. I started making them back and kick juice with them flavorful raps. Until my papers and stacks and stack high till my shoeboxes break and collapse. Now money on the floor like I made it from baskets. Funny shit is that I made it from rapping. They acting like we faking what's happening. Never that, spit old school, knew it with some clever rap. Living dreams that I never had. By any means, I remember that.
restless, turning louder. Wake the crowd up like hot breakfast. I ain't off, but they hands up in the air. Who says you can't swear? Hey, young and done, that swear. I'm strutting with finesse while your dumb ass stares. Had an MC glaring in your vision, now your shit impaired. Get them Stevie Wonder shades to wear. My rhymes on Roy's, I ain't playing the fair. Don't mind my voice, man, I'm saying it clear. None of you scary, you'll get buried, get disabled in here. Dog, I always had to hook up like cable in here. You heard Rich try to put dick up in a nasal and ear? There I go again. Vulgar like a sea captain. Elite fashion, G on my jeans splashing. Eat any beat smashing. Fast cash, average. Man started getting nabbed, stabbed, and blasted. Droughts for trees, they overpricing the product. Call it different names and spraying with a bomb and fluid. Hard times, every nigga go through it. No matter to who said I'm foolish, I'll show them how to do it. I'm in the part of my career where every move counts. Police thought I was tripping, found a very blue ounce. Told her that I'm spitting and I'm on tour, now they letting us out. Took our trees, then told us to bounce. Hear ye, hear ye, slut, let me announce. Shout out to my Gravity family holding me down. What up?
Specimen like her, never seen before. She never leave me alone, she never leave me though. Could've sworn she appeared in a dream before. She especially rare, not a secret though. If she let you get near, you in the need to know. If she let you get there, you gotta keep it low. Specimen like her, never seen before. She never leave me alone, she never leave me though. She a figure eight, loop the infinite, beginning and end, never know into it. Start and finish, replenish, when she know I'm into it. Corinne Bailey on the daily, I wanna get intimate. If it's cuffing season, let me grab my cufflinks. She got me cutting seasonal sessions with my shrink. Throwing everything but the kitchen sink. You need a drink? What you think? We traded Netflix and chill for Tetris rebuild. Let that boy cook the oil flash in the pan. Let that boy look if he don't understand. Use the wood to approach the back, not even man. I don't need a man, show you right. But even independents need a hand in their life. Some grams and a light, plans for the night, right? So you got plans for the night, come on. Specimen like her, never seen before. She never leave me alone, she never leave me though. Could've sworn she appeared in a dream before. She especially rare, not a secret though. If she let you get near, you in the need to know. If she let you get there, you gotta keep it low. Specimen like her, never seen before. She never leave me alone, she never leave me though. Be imposing, need to know basis, based on nobody needs to know it. The world literal, sometimes I think she need a poet. I like the shy girls that's lit and they don't even know it. Spend some time off the digital world and let the hands move. She a physical girl, she need a damn groove. At least that's even word to Stella. Keep it checking for you, I heard her friends tell her. Stella, contemplating on a constellation. While I'm pacing thoughts of her and my mind be racing. Lost the consternation when I got her confirmation. Now we off and racing, city lights a blur. The two-seater coupe off to let the ladies troop. She good when I scoop on the low, she the truth. Sometimes I lie in the booth thinking the clever shit. But we lie in the sky when the change and the weather hit. Specimen like her, never seen before. She never leave me alone, she never leave me though. Could've sworn she appeared in a dream before. She especially rare, not a secret though. If she let you get near, you in the need to know. If she let you get there, you gotta keep it low. Specimen like her, never seen before. She never leave me alone, she never leave me though.
Times living in the hood. Summertime, everybody looking real fresh. Still stressed, got a lot on my fam chest. Growing up in the ghetto, that's the real test. I guess I passed the score with straight A's. I knew I'd be out, it was just a phase. Smoking haze, it take me to another place. And them hating motherfuckers, you just see they face. I work hard, got a vision where I wanna go. That nigga's high, doing Molly in the video.
I never fuck with them weirdos. A shot of Henny and weed, it keep me straight, yo. Any money we seen, we just took. Young kids in the streets, we off the hook. Story of my life, you can feel it. Skins made to beat this real music. I don't follow the trends, that's just through me. Living life on the edge was like a movie. Celebrate the cards I was dealt with. We started out hard but ended perfect. I don't follow the trends, that's just through me. Living life on the edge was like a movie. Celebrate the cards I was dealt with. We started out hard but ended perfect.
I used to stare in my mom's eyes, said the son gon' be rich. I used to hustle, kept my hammer on my right hip. And never trust your friend, cause they the ones that jump ship. MOB, nigga, never trust no bitch. And I ain't satisfied till I'm on the Forbes list. I used to eat McDonald's, now a nigga Ruth Chris. I started out in a Honda, now it's a spaceship. I used to have a one barrel, now it's basement. 50 on the wrist and it don't tick. And I ain't on Instagram, cause I don't like pics. Cause I can kill you in the day or the night shift. Fuck a strip club, you see me on a light trip. Twin grill a lobster, I'm a grill a strip. Cause I can make a barbecue to a main event. And I can turn a house party to a drug strip. And I'ma kill you for dole, fuck who you came with.
I don't follow the trends, that's just through me. Living life on the edge was like a movie. Celebrate the cards I was dealt with. Started out hard but ended perfect. I don't follow the trends, that's just through me. Living life on the edge was like a movie. Celebrate the cards I was dealt with. Started out hard but ended perfect.
First, there was a dream. Now, there is reality.
My name is Q, Easy Q.
Who is number one?
I am number one.
Of rap, America, you're under attack from the crown prince of poetry. The man with the golden mic is me. You thought you'd never hear anybody with the gold, but Easy Q and Derek B got thunderballs. I'll never say, never say, never again. I'm not from Russia with love, you see, I'm from England. I live and let you die, your soul will get cold, your body paralyzed as my rhyme unfolds. $1 billion brain ticking inside my head, like diamonds, I'm forever. From the East End, always say it loud. Death beat boy, black and proud. I'm a warrior, like Attila the Hun. That's why my posse call me Bullet from a Gun. Who's number one?
Bullet from a Gun.
My posse having fun?
Yeah, Bullet from a Gun.
You sure gonna get some. East London posse raving all over town. Not invited to the party, we break the door down. Cooling with my homeboys to a real lame beat. As the girlies stand around about to fall asleep. 16 strong, my posse take over. D on the decks, Easy Q, my controller. All of a sudden the party starts to rock to the death beat sounds of my hip-hop. The volume increases, your ears wanna bleed. B-boys going crazy, suckers doing speed. Fight breaks out, place gets wrecked. Don't bother me, boy, you'll only get decked. The speed of light, we came to party, not to fight. So the fridge gets ready, brew and tenants gone. The quiet storm rocking, the sensi smells strong. Chandelier shaking, speed
could start a pop. The amps overload, the party's gotta stop. A roar from the posse with the gold around their neck. Each one against the wall with a girly in check. Me, the game's over and won. We're out of here like a bullet from a gun. Who's number one?
Bullet from a gun.
My posse having fun?
Yeah, bullet from a gun.
You're sure gonna get some. Who's number one?
Bullet from a gun.
My posse having fun?
Yeah, bullet from a gun.
You're sure gonna get some. Word. Take a trip to a park to see an MC battle. Hot sunny day, skeezers like cattle. The EL posse all over the place. Like government agents, no time to waste. Standing in the corner with my arms crossed. Laughing at the rapper who just lost. Sucker take a nap, and I guess it's kinda funny. Cause he's rapping for nothing while I'm making the money. Yumma comes over and asks me what he has to do to get all the way to the top. I said, I'm a funky junkie of the hip hop sound. I take the shit serious, no messing around. My rhyme's like a bull, and oh so strong. I wear the freshest clothes like Louis Vuitton. I get to jams early, you get there late. Then set up cold ambush on the 808. I'm a pro, bro, and when it's time to go, I make sure I let the people know who's running the show. When I'm on the mic, I make sure I rock the rave. Make the girlies go crazy, throw their panties on stage. One more thing while you're listening, son. Make sure the rap's delivered like a bullet from a gun. Who's number one?
Bullet from a gun.
My posse having fun?
Yeah, bullet from a gun.
You're sure gonna get some. What's that? Who's number one?
Bullet from a gun.
My posse having fun?
Yeah, bullet from a gun.
You're sure gonna get some. That's right, I am number one, and I'm here to stay. Ain't going no place, no way. One more time. Who's number one?